Track 14.
Hello and welcome to Your Money and You. Today's guest is Andrew Walsh. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Andrew is a client counsellor from Watchdog United. It's good to have you on the show. Just from talking to you before the show, Andrew, you seem to find frauds and scams everywhere. Perhaps you could save our listeners a lot of money by telling us about your experiences in financial matters. Today, we've invited you to the show to talk about a credit card fraud scam, which your security people discovered and which affected the clients of a number of banks simultaneously. Maybe you'd like to tell us some more.
Yes, sure, George. It started off with one of our clients who noticed that his account had gone overdrawn. He checked his statement and noticed a debit entry of €355 by a company that he had never heard of. This company was based in the Caribbean, where he had never been either.
This is the kind of thing you don't want to happen to your money.
Absolutely not. The debit was authorised with a signature, and the security code you find on the back of your credit card had also been given correctly.
What did you do then?
Well, we managed to trace the route that the sum of money had taken to the Caribbean. The debiting company was of little help. The address given was just a post office box, and no contact could be made with them. After chasing the owners for quite some time, we received the information that the company had been registered bankrupt in the meantime, so there was no help at all to be expected from that quarter. As it turned out, that one case I mentioned was just the tip of the iceberg. Almost 300 other cases of credit card fraud by this company were discovered in the weeks that followed. The people who were affected did their banking with various banking institutions, which is why it took so long for the scam to come to light.
How did the scam work?
A children's toy shop seemed to be involved. For a while, it looked like the shop had sold the credit card details. These details travelled all the way to the Caribbean, and there they were sold in bulk by an intermediary. Then the details were used by follow-up companies to debit the accounts of the toy shop's customers.
How can you be sure that this is what happened to your client's money?
He was definitely a customer of the toy shop. He confirmed that fact with us later. The shop's payment system was examined, and it turned out that it had been hacked in the last year. So customers who bought articles with their credit cards between October and December had their details stolen and sold in the Caribbean.
What advice would you give to listeners in the light of what happened to your client?
Well, in this case, obviously, our client had not contributed to the fraud. He just used his credit card normally. The only thing we can learn from his experiences is to check statements regularly and to keep track of what has been paid with the card. The credit card system is basically safe, but we can never exclude the possibility of misuse or fraud. What I'm saying is that even with the best security system in the world, you should not trust the system blindly.
Well, thank you very much for your advice. I'll just check my Caribbean bank account to see how many credit entries I've had today.
Good luck, and be careful we don't come after you as well. Thanks, George.
Thank you, Andrew.